Here's something unacceptable. And it came out of New Orleans this week. There were hosts and others giving out addresses and cities of the officials who worked the game on Sunday. Even giving out maps of the towns that they live in California. May I please ask you that if everybody would just grow up and understand in 2019, you don't do idiotic stuff like that. Give out home addresses, give out hometowns of officials that you think blew a game for you. It's a damn game. And you're going to give out officials' hometowns, officials' home addresses? What kind of idiots are you? Do you not realize we have people in this country who are deranged? Do you not watch the news? Do you have your head so far up your collective rear ends that you don't understand that one idiot, one deranged person, one stupid person can take your cute little radio gig and end up maybe taking a life? For God's sakes, when you sit behind this microphone, it's called professional broadcasting, or it's supposed to be a reasonable facsimile of it. And that kind of garbage shouldn't be accepted by any media outlet. Talking about where guys live, their hometowns, and then other people tracking down, well, I know the street he lives on. What kind of jerks are you? What are you doing? I'm hoping it's a momentary lapse and you're just not that big of an idiot. You've got to be kidding me. How stupid are you? So what's going to happen if some idiot with a gun or a knife or whatever hurts one of these officials because they know where they live? They already, and by the way, before you joke about that, they already had to be moved from their hotel Sunday night and then a police escort to the airport. They had to be moved out of their hotel because people were already tweeting out where the officials could be found and where their hotel was for their own safety. For God's sakes, New Orleans, you're such a great town. You're such a fantastic place to visit. But this has made you lose your collective minds. And for media members, for God's sakes, if you don't understand what it is to be a professional, get out of the business. Get out. This isn't some, you know, it's not Wayne's World in your mom's basement. Because if anybody got hurt because of your stupid actions, it would have been, oh, don't hold me responsible. Don't hold me responsible. I had nothing to do. I mean, how was I to know that some idiot was going to go to his house and shoot? For God's sakes, grow up. Grow up. It's a game. It is a game. And guess what? If it happened to my team, oh, would I be pissed. And anybody who's listened to this show, you know I'd be pissed. You know it would bother me. It would bother me forever. Bother me forever. Would I be saying, let's have lawsuits against the NFL. Let's have the game replayed, knowing that that stuff is just garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. For God's sakes, raise the bar. Raise the bar. And if you wonder why people make fun of our industry, if you wonder why people paint our industry of sports radio, oh, they cater to the people in the gutter. They have a lowest common denominator mentality. There's example A. That's what they point to. Stupid stuff like that. And it should never be tolerated. And if your broadcast outlet is doing it, you're a fool. You're a fool. Because the person who gets hurt because of it, then you're going to be like, wait a minute, don't blame us. We didn't have anything to do. We didn't tell them to go do that. For God's sakes, everybody have some common sense and grow up.